91.7 KKXT HD, Dallas-Fort Worth, Denton. Welcome to another KXT Live session made possible through the generous support of Jason Ridings. Please welcome to KXT the old 97s.
With God, I got my sins, in fact I got a lot. I've got a soul that's good and flawed. I'm good with God, I'm good with God. I'm not afraid, got no regrets. I paid my dues, I paid my debts. I've made a mess, but it's my bed. No regrets, no regrets. Goodness knows I've done you. I'm good with God. I wonder how she feels about me. Oh yeah, I wonder how she feels about me. You should be scared, I'm not so nice. Many a man has paid the price. You're pretty thick, so I'll tell you twice. I'm not so nice, I'm not so nice. I'll meet you up and I'll break you down. I'll do it slow, how does that sound? You're just a joke that's going round. Goodness knows you've done me wrong. I'm not too gone to see. You might think you're good with God, but gonna have to wait and see. Oh yeah, I guess we'll have to wait and see. So, is it too late to save my soul? Where do the busted angels go? Goodness knows I've done you wrong. I'm not too gone to see. I can only hope I'm good with God. I wonder how she feels about me. I wonder how she feels about me. I guess you'll have to wait and see.
KXT in the KXT Live Session Studio with the old 97s. Thank you guys for coming in today.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
We've been wanting to have you here for a long time, so I know there's a lot of people around here that are very excited for this performance. So thanks.
Thanks. Y'all are doing great stuff. I've always loved this station.
Oh, good.
Very cool.
You've got a special spot in our hearts, too. So there's a new album out called Love the Holidays, and you're in town for a show tomorrow night at the Statler Ballroom. What made you decide to do a holiday album?
This deep into our career as right. A band, and for me as a songwriter, like there are not a lot of unique new challenges.
Okay.
And this is one that I just kept thinking about. Like, we had a song we did a few years ago for a compilation called Here It Is Christmas Time.
Okay.
And that song was really fun, but it kind of whet my appetite. I wrote another one that then I put out as a duet with this girl, Sydney Wazer, that was really sweet, but that was just kind of a one-off a couple of years ago. But then I went to these guys in January, right at the end of the, right after last holiday season, when everybody's just sick to death of holiday music. And I was like, guys, I have an idea. And they're like, oh, God, we hate you. But it wound up being super fun. We went into this studio in Garland here, in, you know, outside of Dallas, and the same studio where Murray and I had worked together on my high school record Mythologies and then our Sleepy Heroes album, the same studio where Willie Nelson cut Redheaded Stranger.
Wow.
And we strung up like two strings of Christmas lights and went to town.
Nice. Now, I know that you just released The Messenger in November, and we love that album here at KXT. Thank you for that. So how do you know when it's time to release a solo album or an old 97s album?
These days, I mostly alternate just because of the way the schedules work. It gives everybody a breather, because when we put out a 97s record, and this one even wasn't an exception, the holiday album, we just did a solid 3 weeks across the whole country. But usually we're hitting it pretty hard when we have a new record out, and there's a lot of work. So it's not bad for these guys, I feel like. I don't want to speak for them, but my impression is that they don't mind having a bit of a breather.
Right.
And then I'll put out a solo record because I can't stop. I'm like compulsive.
Okay.
And and there's always, whenever we finish a record, there's always a big batch of songs that they didn't like, you know, and so then I'm stuck going, what am I going to do with all these songs? And then I go make a solo record, and then by the time I'm done doing all of the work all by myself and the sort of lonely pursuit of pimping a solo record, and then I'm like, I really miss these guys. So but then we get back together.
That's excellent. So I know that you have a show tomorrow night, and you have a show tonight actually in Austin, so I want to cut this a little short so you guys can get down to Austin. But thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Love to hear some more music.
All right. I think this is the most autobiographical song the old 97s have got. We've been doing this longer than you've been alive, propelled by some mysterious drive. And they still let me do it, as weird as that seems. I do it most nights and then again in my dreams. Infinite hallways and giant hotels. Trash in room looks about as good as it smells. Bottles of whiskey, bottles of beer. Well, there's a bottle of medicine somewhere around here. We've been in nightclubs and we've been in bars. Honky tonks and theaters from Memphis to Mars. Oh, most of my shows were a triumph of rock, although sometimes I might have been checking the clock. Well, I'm only human, though I'm super at times. I jumped off the rafters I should not have climbed. Woo! Rock jumps won't kill you until one of them does. Say he died doing what he loves. We got our share of loving in our past. We were all looking for someone who'd laugh. But it must be hard to get partnered with me. Some narcissism, some OCD. Oh, the love that comes easy is a fake or a fluke. Love is a marathon, sometimes you puke. Woo! Speaking of which, there has been alcohol. Oh, shits and all shits, but that isn't all. Rounds of weed, a handful of pills. All of the hard stuff, that stuff kills. Doing it longer than you've been alive. 20 good years of about 25. Rock and roll's been very, very good to me. The open road's the only place I wanna be. Yeah, rock and roll's been very. write songs that get self-referential. And most of this stuff should be kept confidential. Oh, who even gives half a care anymore? But you should know the truth is both a blast and a bore. Rock stars were once such mythical creatures, up there with presidents, playmates, and preachers. Well, now you just do it because it's what you do. They throw underwear instead of money at you. And I've made a living out of shaking my ass. But if you offer me an office, I would have to pass. Jobs are all jobs, sometimes they suck. I love what I do and I've had pretty good luck. Well, the fans are all clapping, screaming and squealing. And I won't lie to you, that's a pretty sweet feeling. Now I might butt heads with the guys in my band.
91.7 KXT and the old 97s. Thank you for that one. And thank you for coming in today. Thank you so much for being here.
Woo! Thanks. Our pleasure.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Old 97s, this is 91.7 KXT.